All right, thanks, Pete, and I'm super excited for our VBS coming up next week.
谢谢Peter弟兄, 我非常的激动, 为了我们下周的暑期圣经学校。
And we are in such a different time.
我们现在所处的是一个非常
Because in previous years, we would actually gather the whole church together because we believe that prayer for the work of the kingdom is so critical because God says it is.
在往年呢, 我们会把全教会弟兄姐妹聚集在一起, 大家一起的祷告, 因为我们相信为神的国做工祷告是极其重要的。
And this year we weren't able to do that. We weren't able to gather the church together to just keep praying for this.
然而今年, 我们没有办法把全教会弟兄姐妹聚集在一起。
Some of you may have forgot that VBS is actually starting tomorrow.
我们当中有些人也许忘记了, 明天我们的暑期圣经学校就要开始了。
And that's okay.
没关系。
But I'm going to encourage you every single moment from here on out, every single day of VBS, let's pray for the work of the gospel.
但是我想提醒大家, 从现在开始, 在接下来一周的每一天, 每时每刻, 都记得为暑期圣经学校祷告。
Let's remember that there are people who have like put so much time and effort into the gospel going out of our church.
让我们纪念, 有许多的人, 为了神的福音能够 从我们教会传出去, 付上了许多的时间和努力。
But in our prayers, we have to know that it is only God who can give new life. Right?
但在我们的祷告中, 我们也要记得唯有神能够带来新的生命。
So let's pray that through our work of the gospel, God would bless that and allow parents, children to come to know Jesus and for God to give new life because of the gospel.
所以在你的祷告中, 请记得要向神求, 透过弟兄姐妹的福音事工, 求神亲自的来改变家长们和孩子们的心, 让他们能够得到新的生命。
Yes. So, well, you know, and this morning, I do want to say, I don't know if the chairman has said it yet, but I just want to wish everyone a very happy Father's Day.
那么今天是个特别的日子, 我要祝
If you can right now, would you just get your phone out? Like PK has his phone out right now. He's already going to do what I asked, which is, can you just text? Can you just text or WeChat a man in the church, right? Because many of our men, like Kenny here, or I talked to Steve Chow, I said, Happy Father's Day, Steve.
所以现在我想邀请大家拿出自己的手机来向教会中的一位男士发一个短信或者微信。Right,
and any of the men, like Kenneth or Bob, Bob's not yet a father, or, you know, Steve, right?
不管他是否是一位父亲。
Steve said he will be, he does not yet.
有些人还没有成为父亲, 将来会成为父亲。
But then he said definitely.
但是像 Steve就说他将来肯定会成为一位父亲。
Okay, so ladies know that this guy's ready.
所以还有单身的女性呢,
就注意一下。Text somebody. I right now, and you may have got the text before you get this sermon because of the delay in our live stream, but I am now texting many fathers and just, I'm sending a picture of a man mowing the lawn, you know, it's me mowing the lawn and I mowed Happy Father's Day in there.
所以大家注意一下自己的短信, 也许因为实质的关系, 你会晚一点时候收到, 但是刘长老现在在发短信,
right, so do that. Let's take just a moment to text a Happy Father's Day to someone and how much we love our fathers and our men, even our young men who will one day be fathers.
所以我们就花点时间, 向一位男士, 一位弟兄发个短信, 尽管他现在也许还不是父亲, 尽管他现在还只是一个小男孩, 但是, 啊, 我们祝他父亲节快乐。
Excuse me. You know, I've shared with you so many stories of my father, my dad.
大家知道我跟大家分享了很多关于我父亲的故事。
Today I'm not going to share with you a story about my dad.
但今天我就不讲我爸爸的故事。
But when I was growing up, my father was my hero.
当我成长的过程中呢，父亲是我心目中的英雄。
I will say that my dad has been, I don't call him father, I just call him dad or daddy. You know, my dad has been a blessing from God to me.
我的父亲，我通常都喊他爸爸，他是神对我的一个莫大的祝福。
But you know what, I'm going to let you in on a secret right now.
但是现在我要告诉大家一个秘密。
No offense, dad, and happy Father's Day to you.
爸爸，父亲节快乐，不要不开心。
But I need to let you know a secret about my father.
但是我要向大家讲一个关于我爸爸的小秘密。
He was not a perfect dad.
他并不是一个完美的父亲。
Can you believe that?
你可以相信吗？
You know, I know that I'm a hero to my children right now.
我也知道现在我是我的孩子心目中的英雄。
But I have to admit.
但我也要承认。
And especially, I don't have to admit it for many of you who actually already know me.
对在座那些真的了解我的人。
I am by far a perfect dada. That's what CJ calls me, dada.
我远远不够成为一个完美的爸爸。
Okay. I know, in fact, that by things that I have done,or by things that I don't do enough, I have wounded my children.
我清楚地知道，有一些事情我没有做，有一些我所做的事情伤害了我的孩子。
And I think that when we picture men of faith,
当我们想到一个有信仰的男人的形象的时候，
we often create aconception in our mind, a picture in our mind.
我们常常会在脑海中有这样一幅图画。
That men of faith are all put together.
一个有信仰的男人总是非常的镇定自若。
And sometimes in the church,
有时在教会，
even as you heard the radio host or the panel, a parents host, Dr. Frank Lee, share that we don't want to give perfect answers here.
就像刚才我们在那个视频预告片里面看到的 Frank 弟兄向我们分享，尽管是那些父母嘉宾，他们也没有完美的答案。
I really believe the parents panel is going to be an amazing tool of God for the gospel.
我完全相信我们的家长论坛要成为神祝福许多家庭的一个美好的工具。
But that's specifically because this brother Frank was telling all these parents, please do not give, we're not looking for perfect answers.
但正是因为我们的 Frank 弟兄向嘉宾们说，不要试图给出完美的答案。
Because that's what happens in the church too often.
因为常常在教会我们都会看到这样的现象。
Even in the Bible studies or discussions or fellowship, everyone's trying to give the perfect answer.
在主日学或者团契中，大家都试图要给出完美的答案。
There is an answer in God's word.
在神的话语里的确有答案。
We don't always know it.
但我们并不总是知道。
But what fellowship is and what the world needs to see is not some perfect people of faith.
但是我们在团契中或在世界上并不需要看到一些完美的信徒。
For some reason, even when we hear about the men of the Bible,
出于某种原因，尽管是我们听到圣经中的人，
we have a misconception that they didn't have problems.
我们会有一个错误的观念，觉得他们一点问题都没有。
And so when we hear a preaching of a man of God from the Bible, we think, well, I can't be like him.
所以当我们听到讲到圣经中属神的人的故事的时候，我们就想，哎呀，我们完全做不到。
But I want to provide a correction to your misconception this morning.
但今天早上我想要纠正一下大家的错误观点。
Because there are no perfect people in the Bible.
因为在圣经中也没有完美的人。
All except the God-man, Jesus Christ.
除了道成肉身的耶稣基督。
Let me give you some examples.
让我给大家一些例子。
Moses was a man of faith, right?
摩西是属神的人。
But I don't know if you ever heard.
但你是否听过呢?
That Moses had some anger issues.
摩西他有一些蛮火爆的脾气。
And he had problems with his brother Aaron.
他跟他的弟弟亚伦也有一些矛盾。
You know, Jacob, we all know, if you say Jacob, who is Israel, he's a man of faith.
雅各也就是以色列，他也是属神的人。
But did you ever read about how often Jacob struggled with people and he had a problem of lying and deceit?
但你记不记得雅各常常与人相处有一个诡诈的毛病。
Or finding every way that he can for his own gain. Very selfish man.
他是一个很自私自利，为了个人利益不择手段的人。
How about David? We know him as a man of faith.
那么大卫也是一个有信心的人。
But I think many of you are familiar. How would you respond if one of your pastors committed adultery with another woman?
但是大家也记得大卫他有婚外情。如果一位牧师有这样的情况，大家会怎么样反应呢？
How would you respond if one of your pastors or one of the leaders in the church had an affair with another woman?
如果教会的领袖跟不是自己妻子的一个人发生婚外情，你会有什么感受呢？
And then, in order to cover up the affair, he has that woman's husband murdered.
然后呢，要为了掩盖这段私情，他还把那个妇人的丈夫给谋杀了。
How many of you know that David, this man of faith, had a son where in that relationship, he had a broken relationship?
你们是否知道大卫跟他的儿子有一个破裂的关系？
To the point where his son Absalom hated his father. He hated his father David.
他们的关系如此的糟糕，他的儿子亚撒龙恨他的父亲。
That's David, the man after what? The man after God's own heart.
但这是大卫呀，他是合神心意的人。
And so today, I want to celebrate Father's Day.
那么今天我当然要庆祝父亲节。
But I want to celebrate Father's Day by giving a blessing for the imperfect father.
但我今天庆祝的方式呢，是要祝福我们当中不完美的父亲。
And not just the imperfect father, actually all the flawed men.
不仅仅是不完美的父亲，包括一切有缺点的男人。
It will be a blessing, hopefully, for all of us with broken families. Families that have problems. And all of us have families that are broken in some shape or form.
也希望今天能够成为一个祝福，带给一切在破裂家庭中的人。
Today, I pray, and would you pray with me, that there would be a blessing for flawed people.
今天邀请大家和我一起为那些有缺点、有缺陷的人祷告。
Flawed people of God specifically.
特别是有缺陷的神的子民。
So today is really a blessing. That's what I've been praying for the last 2 weeks. God, give me the chance to speak a blessing to our people this morning.
所以今天我们的目的就是要祝福神的子民，这是过去两周以来神赐给长老的话。
But men, I want you to really take note today.
但我特别要提醒在座的弟兄做好笔记。
Because we're going to look at someone in the scripture who we call Father Abraham.
今天我们要来看看圣经中的一个人物，叫做父亚伯拉罕。
This father of faith,
他被称为信心之父,
who had a lot of flaws.
但它有许多的缺点。
So we're going to be looking at this today, and I want to show you how God blesses flawed people.
所以今天我们就到圣经中查考这一段的经文，看一看神如何祝福有缺陷的人。
We're going to be looking at Genesis chapter 12.
我们要看创世纪第十二章。
So grab your Bibles, your phones. Let's turn to chapter 12 of Genesis, and then we'll ask God for a blessing over us today.
所以请大家翻开你的圣经，创世纪第十二章，然后我们就向神求祝福。
Okay. Heavenly Father, as someone prayed earlier in our live stream team, we want to say happy Father's Day to you.
就像今天早上我们直播小组的成员所祷告的那样，父神，我们今天要向你说一声父亲节快乐。
Lord, we live in a world of flawed people and flawed fathers.
主啊，我们生活在这样一个世界，充满了有缺点的父亲，有缺点的人。
But your word tells us over and over again that you are our heavenly Father.
但是你的话语一再地告诉我们，你是我们天父。
We know and we believe that you are our good Father.
我们知道并且相信你是我们的好父亲。
That has never wounded your children.
从来不伤害你的孩子。
Your word tells us that you are the father to the fatherless.
你的话语告诉我们你是孤儿的父。
There are some today that are fatherless.
有许多人今天也许没有父亲。
Maybe because their father is no longer with them.
也许他们的父亲不再与他们在一起了。
Or because their father has been truly absent from their life, even though they are physically still alive.
或者他们的父亲尽管还活着，但是从他们的生活中疏离了。
So before we do anything today, we want to thank you for being the father to the fatherless.
所以今天我们首先要感谢你做孤儿的父。
Our perfect Abba Father.
你是我们完美的阿爸父。
Would you yourself give us a blessing today?
求你今天亲自祝福我们。
Over all of us, your people.
祝福所有你的子民。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. All right, so we start in Genesis chapter 12.
我们从创世纪十二章开始。
Many of you have read through this before.
许多人读过这一篇经文。
But this is, Genesis chapter 12 is really, really, really important in the whole covenantal language of Scripture.
但是这一章呢，创世纪十二章对旧约来讲
，
是很重要的。
约约来讲，right? You know, because约covenant language is very important in Scripture. This, you know, chapter is very big in all of that.
所以这一章对于约这个概念是非常重要的。
But today, I want to recognize this first as the beginning of Abraham's journey of faith.
但今天呢，我要首先来看一看这一章作为亚伯拉罕信心之路的开始。
Okay, this is the beginning.
这是开端。
Of this man, Father Abraham's faith.
这是亚伯拉罕信心之路的起初。Mm-hmm.
Verses 1 through 4, partly through 4.
第一到四节。
Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great.So that you will be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Verse 4, so Abram went.As the Lord had told him.
第四节的前半句，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
We see God's blessing for Abraham here.
在这里我们看到神对亚伯拉罕的赐福。
And we also see Abraham's obedience here.
我们同时也看到亚伯拉罕的顺服。
This is the beginning of his faith journey.
这是他信心之旅的开端。
Where he believed in God, Yahweh.
他相信主耶和华。
And Yahweh said to him, Abram, go.
耶和华对他说，你要离开。
And by faith, Abram obeyed.
靠着信心，亚伯拉罕就顺服了。
He left this land where his family of generations have been there for hundreds of years.
他离开了他们家祖祖辈辈所住的这个地方。
This is the land of, it's a land of two letters, right? Or in English, it's a land of what? Do you guys remember? It starts with U, the land of Ur.
这个地方叫做乌尔。
And for Abraham, this land, because their family has been there for generations, it means that it's a place of comfort and of security.
对亚伯拉罕来讲，因为他们祖祖辈辈住在这个地方，这地方就成为了他的安慰和他的保障。
So if God asks him to leave a place of comfort and security,
那么神让他离开一个自己舒适的有保障的地方。
And Abraham went.
亚伯拉罕就去了。
You already see that he is a man of faith.
你已经看到他是一个有信心的人。
And that's just the beginning of his faith journey.
那仅仅是他信心之旅的开端。
But what we're going to do,
今天我们要做的是
is as we look through the rest of chapter 12,
我们读一读十二章其他的部分。
I want you to see that faith,is not for those who think they have it all together.
我想提醒大家看到信心不是给那些自以为完美的人。
But I want you to see as we look through God's word that faith is for flawed people.
我想提醒大家透过神的话语看到信心是给那些有缺陷的人。
Faith is for flawed fathers.
信心是给不完美的父亲。
For flawed men.
给有缺陷的人。
For flawed people.
给有缺陷的男人和女人。
And the Bible, what I love about the Bible is that it does not hide this from us.
我很喜欢看到圣经完全没有隐藏这一点。
Right? The Bible is going to show us in full color what type of man...He is.
圣经要向我们全然的显露他是一个怎么样的人。
Because as soon as Abram went and obeyed God to follow the Lord,
当亚伯兰遵循的神的吩咐
I want you to see what happens.
请看一下接下来发生了什么事。
I want you to see how he responds.
我想让大家看到他是如何反应的。
Because as soon as he begins his faith journey,
当他一开始自己的信心之旅
His faith is tested.
他的信心就受到了考验。
How was his faith tested?
他的信心如何被考验呢
God says, I want you to leave comfort and security.
神说我要你离开舒适和保障。
I want you to go to the land that I will show you.
你要去到我指示你的地。
The land that I'm blessing you with.
我赐福给你的地
The land that I God am promising you
我对你的应许之地
And as soon as he leaves and obeys
当亚伯兰 他遵循神的吩咐。
And he sees this land.
他看到了这块地。
Okay, verse 6 says that at the time, the Canaanites were in the land.
第六节提到，那时迦南人住在那地。
So his faith is tested because the land that God promised to him was already occupied.
所以你看，他的信心受到了试炼，因为神的应许之地已经有人住了。
Lord, okay, you promised me this land.
神啊，好吧，你把这块地应许给我。
Yes.
是的。
I promised you this land.
神说，我应许这地给你。
Lord, but there's a problem here.
但是神啊，这里有问题。
There's a problem with your blessing.
你的祝福有点问题。
Because there are people, very scary and wicked people, in the land that you said was mine.
因为在你应许给我的那块地上，已经住着一群很凶悍的人。
Lord, I'm not sure if I see this as a blessing anymore.
主啊，我不是很确定这是个祝福。
Right? That's the first test. The second test we see...
这只是第一个试炼，第二个试炼。
Is that the land God promised to him?
神应许给他这块地。
There was a famine in the land.
那地有饥荒。
Right? That's what it says in verse 10.
在第十节说到。
It says that there was a famine in the land.
第十节提到那地遭遇饥荒。
And it wasn't just any famine. The end of verse 10 says that it was a very severe famine.
不单单是饥荒，而是一个甚大的饥荒。
You see, a famine is already a crisis.
你看，饥荒已经是一个危机了。
It's a state of emergency.
是一个很紧急的状况。
But this famine was so severe.
但是那一个饥荒特别的大。
So it means that it was a catastrophic event.
所以是一个非常极端的危机紧急状况。
The land, the blessing that God had given to him,
神祝福给他的应许之地
is not only tainted with a wicked people,
不但住着一些诡诈的人
But it's tainted now with a land that is under a catastrophic event.
而且呢，还遭遇了重大的危机紧急事件
The famine meant that the land has dried up.
饥荒意味着那块地已经干旱了
The so-called blessing has dried up.
这个所谓的祝福呢，已经枯竭了。
The so-called blessing doesn't look like a blessing anymore, but it looks like a curse.
这个所谓的祝福不再看起来像祝福，反而像一个咒诅了。
Can you even imagine how this man feels at this point in time?
你可以想象这个人在那时那刻如何感受的吗？
We have to do this when we read scripture. We have to feel it.
在我们读圣经的时候，我们要试图感同身受。
This man believed God.
这个人信靠神。
He believes that God has spoken a blessing into his life.
他相信神在他的生命中说出了祝福。
He believes that God is for him and not against him.
他相信神是支持帮助他的，而不是反对他的。
So he obeys God.
所以他就顺服神。
And he left a place of security and comfort.
他离开了自己一个舒适有保障的地方。
And his life and the life of his family is radically changed.
他和他家人的生命被全然的改变了。
But as his faith journey continues,
他的信心之旅继续。
His faith is now tested.
他的信心受到了试炼。
And this is a time when he would begin to wonder, is God for me?
这个时候他会开始怀疑神真的是帮助我的吗?
Is God with me?
神真的与我同在吗?
And I think that some of you know exactly what this feels like.
我相信在座的一些人会知道这种感受。
Lord, I believe in you.
主啊，我相信你。
Lord, I have put my trust in you.
我信靠你。
I'm following you in faith.
我在信心中追随你。
I've been serving you.
我侍奉你。
I've been sacrificing time and money for you.
我为了你牺牲自己的时间和金钱。
I've been doing what I believe that you have called me to do.
我一直在做我相信你呼召我去做的事。
I believed that you have spoke a blessing over me.
我相信你对我说出了你的祝福。
But Lord,
但是主啊,
what is going on in my life?
我的生命中发生了什么事?
Why have you put me in this situation right now?
为什么你要把我置于这样的处境中呢?
I've been walking in obedience.
我一直行在顺服当中。
I believed and I have received your blessing.
我相信我领受了你的祝福。
But this doesn't look like you're blessing me anymore.
但是现在这已经不再看起来像个祝福了。
This looks like a curse.
这看起来像一个咒诅。
I am being shaken up.
我整个人都被摇动了。
Have you felt that way before?
你是否曾经有这样的感受?
How does Abraham respond when his faith is being tested?
那亚伯拉罕当信心受到试炼的时候如何反应呢?
I'm sorry to say that it was not in the most godly of fashions.
我很遗憾地告诉你他的反应并不是很敬虔的反应。
Because verse 10 shows us that Abraham took matters into his own hands.
因为第十节我们就看到亚伯拉罕用自己的方式来解决问题。
Abraham chose to take matters into his own hands.
亚伯拉罕选择要用自己的方式解决问题。
He went, left that land of blessing and went down to Egypt.
他离开了神祝福给他的那地，去了埃及。
And as he's going into Egypt, he has another problem.
将近埃及的时候，他又有了另外一个问题。
Because now his faith is going to be tested again.
因为他的信心要再次受到考验。
Right?What's the problem now as he's going to go into Egypt?
他要去埃及的时候又有什么问题了呢?
His wife, Sarah, is too beautiful.
问题是他的妻子萨莱太俊美了。
And I know what our young men are thinking right now.
我想我们当中的年轻男人会有这样的想法。
Because I see our brother Steve chuckling right now.
我看到 Steve 在笑。
He's like, Lord, that is a good problem to have.
他似乎在说神啊，那是一个好的问题。
In fact, I might pray for that problem.
我要祷告，求神赐给我一个美丽的妻。
But really, it is a problem.
但真的是一个问题。
And our man of faith, Abraham, comes up with his own plan.
所以我们的信心之父亚伯拉罕就有了一个自己的计划。
In that ancient culture,
在古时候的传那时候的风俗是这样的。
A single woman was under the protection of her father.
一个单身的女子是在她父亲的保护之下。
And in the absence of a father, the protection of that single woman would therefore be delegated to her brother.
如果父亲不在的话，这个单身女子就受她的父亲她的兄弟的保护。
So in that culture,
所以在那个文化中
If you wanted to, you know, like marry a woman,
如果你想要娶一个妇人
you had to go through the father.
你要透过他的父亲
And in absence of the father, you would have to go through her brother.
他没有父亲的话，你就要透过他的
兄弟 So if you wanted to have a good future with a girl that you believe is beautiful,
如果你想要一个你认为美丽的女子有一个好的将来的话
And this is still true today.
今天这也是情况也是这样
So young man, I want you to take notes of this.
所以年轻的小伙子们注意一下
If you want a good future with a nice girl,
你想要跟这个 好女孩有一个将来吗？
You have to make sure that you get in with her father or her brother.
你就一定要跟她的父亲或者兄弟能够很好的相处。
If anyone ever thinks about coming after my girls, okay,
如果有任何人想要娶我的孩子，
you better bet they got to come through this door.
她一定要得到我的容许。
Abraham knew that this was the way to do it.
亚伯拉罕知道这是方式，这个方式是对的。
And his wife Sarah was really a beautiful woman.
他的妻子萨莱的确是一个非常美丽的女子。
And so he says to her in verse 11.
所以在第十一节，他对妻子说。
He said to her, "I know that you are a woman." Beautiful in appearance.
我知道你是容貌俊美的妇人。
Okay, husbands, yes, all of you husbands, please take Pegang, look up, please. Yes. Michael, yes, husbands, please take note right here.
所以丈夫们，在座的丈夫们，注意了。
I was literally reading this, and God put on my heart, you need to tell your wife that you need to tell her I love you.
当我在读这段经文的时候，神对我说：“你要对自己的妻子说，我爱你。”
And honey, you are so beautiful to me.
而且，亲爱的，你在我的眼中是如此的美丽。
And literally, when she came back from her walk,
当她
in the morning,
散步回来的时候
，and she was a little sweaty. I think she was sweaty.
她有一点出汗。
I obeyed what God put on my heart.
我顺服了神放在我心上的吩咐。
Husbands, your wives need to hear from you.
丈夫们，你的妻子要从你那里听到。
Those three words, I love you.
我爱你三个字。
I know, and I love actually the Chinese culture that believes that love is through display.
我知道，而且我也很喜爱中国的传统文化，是爱是做出来的。
They say, Americans, like you American boy, all you do is say things, you don't show it.
华人常常说，美国男孩总是嘴上说的，没有实际行动。
You know what? I love the Chinese culture and many other cultures who display it more than they say it.
我特别喜爱华人的文化，包括其他的文化，他们做的比说的要多。
But I'm telling you today that the Americans and other cultures have learned that is equally important to say what you feel.
但是呢，今天我也要分享美国的文化和其他文化也有它的意义，就是说也很重要。
Husbands, I want you to take a note. Tell your wife, I love you.
丈夫们，注意一下，你要对妻子说，我爱你。
Honey, you are so beautiful to me.
亲爱的，你对我来讲是这样的美丽。
She might laugh.
她可能会笑。
But at least you said it.
但至少你说了。
Abraham right here, he's a good model.
你看亚伯拉罕在这里是一个好的榜样。
We can learn to tell our wife like he did.
我们可以向他学习如何对妻子讲话。
But don't follow his next move, okay?
但是他下面所做的就不要学了。
Because in the next verse, he spoils it.
因为下一步他就做错了。
That's usually what husbands do too, right?
丈夫们常常是这样。
You win that point, and then the next moment you lose that point, so you negated yourself.
你得了一分，下一步又丢了一分。
So don't follow this. In verse 12, he says to her, You're so beautiful, so when the Egyptians see you, they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, and they will let you live.
因为你看十二节，他马上说，埃及人看见你必说，这是他的妻子，他们就要杀我，却叫你存活。
Right, so he says, tell them, okay, you need to lie. Say that you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake.
第十三节，求你说你是我的妹子，使我因你得平安，我的命也因你存活。
Okay, So what is he really saying here?
所以他在这里实际上在说什么?
He's saying, wife, we have a problem because of you.
他说,妻子啊,我们有了个问题,因为你的关系。
You see, men have a tendency to like to shift the blame of the problem onto their wife.
你看,很多男人有这样一个习惯,总是要怪罪他们的妻子。
Any sisters amen that? Say amen.
有一些
Oh, wow, okay, wow. The three
姐妹,
sisters here are like loud.
姐妹们说 amen.
Like, there's one sister that's very loud. Glory. Or, oh, was that Glory? That's her name. She said amen. Amen. See, men have a tendency to, when there is a problem, they immediately, we shift blame.
所以男人有这样子的倾向，一旦出了问题，马上就要怪罪别人。
I readily admit that I shift blame.
我不得不承认，我很爱怪罪别人。
And I learned that from Adam.
我是从始祖亚当那里学来的。
Okay, because that was the first thing he did.
因为那是亚当做的一件事。
Men, take a note.
男人注意了。
Don't be in the habit of blame shifting to your wife.
不要总是怪罪你的妻子。
He says, because you're so beautiful.
他说，因为你太漂亮了。
They're going to kill me.
他们要杀我。
So you need to lie.
所以你要说谎。
So that my life can be spared.
这样我才得以存活。
So see, our man of faith here.
大家看看我们的信心之父。
He is a blame shifter.
他是一个很爱怪罪别人的人。
He is a selfish man.
他很自私。
Okay, men, similar. He is a lying man.
他撒谎。
And what happens?
接下来发生了什么?
Look at verse 14.
后来呢?
When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful.
及至亚伯兰到了埃及，埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌。
And when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh.
法老的臣宰看见了她，就在法老面前夸奖她。
And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house.
那妇人就被带进法老的宫去。
So it is true, because she was so beautiful...
所以你看她真的是好美丽。
And because she lied that, and said, I'm not married, that's my brother.
也因为她撒了个谎说这个是我的兄弟我还没结婚。
She's now taken into the palace of Pharaoh.
她就被带进法老的宫里去了。
Can you imagine what's happening in their marriage right now?
你可以想象他们的婚姻中发生了什么吗?
He blamed her.
他怪罪他的妻子。
He told her to lie.
他叫自己的妻子撒谎。
Now she is taken away.
现在他就被带走了。
And I guarantee you, like every wife does, she's now blaming the husband.
所以就像所有的妻子一样，她一定也在怪她的丈夫。
You're the one who got us into this mess.
都是因为你。
You blame me.
你怪罪我。
But it's really all you.
但其实都是因为你。
And because she lies,
因为她撒谎了
and says that Abraham is her brother,
说亚伯兰是她的兄弟
Pharaoh's trying to get in with the brother,
那么法老呢就要讨好这个兄弟
So the scripture says that Pharaoh is now giving Abraham all these gifts.
所以呢经文里就提到法老因这妇人就厚待亚伯兰。
He's giving him all types of riches.
给了他各样的物质上的。
Camels and even servants. He's just piling it on to this brother. Like, come on, I want to get with your sister here.
所以呢，他就给了亚伯兰许多的骆驼呀、仆人，好讨好亚伯兰。
So husband and wife are separated.
所以夫妻就分离了。
And...Abraham is becoming actually more and more successful.
亚伯兰就越来越成功。
But while he's getting all of this success,
但就在他获得这么多的成功的时候,
you know that he's feeling more and more ashamed.
他也越来越觉得羞耻。
See, this is what happens to men. They work so hard to get success for their own good.
你看，男人为了自己的利益得到了成功。
They might even use it as an excuse to take care of their family.
他们也也用照顾自己的家庭作为借口。
And in the meantime, the husband and wife are farther and farther apart. They're alienated from each other.
同时呢，夫妻呢却越行越远，彼此疏离了。
And I wonder if Abraham is beginning to feel ashamed.
我想亚伯兰是不是开始觉得羞耻
？This is a man who initially stepped out in faith.
这是个人，这个人他起初是从信心中走出来的。
And he realizes perhaps that his life is now off track.
但他应该意识到他的生命现在已经偏离正轨。
This man who initially stepped out in faith,
他起初是透过信心走出来的。
Finds himself in a place where he is desperately in need for the grace of God.
但现在他发现他急切的、迫切的需要神的恩典。
Every Christian father, husband, every Christian man.Knows what it's like to find himself here.
每一个基督徒父亲，弟兄都知道这样的处境。
You've made a mess of things.
你做了一些很糟糕的事情。
It's almost impossible for you to fix it.
你自己很难解决。
And you are desperately in need for the grace of God.
你迫切需要神的恩典。
Sarah is actually living in a place of comfort right now.
萨莱现在是住在一个舒适的环境中。
She actually reaped the benefit of her man's plan.
所以她的丈夫的计划呢，让她现在很舒适。
But she's miserable inside.
但是她的内心也是很悲惨的。
I thought that he was a man of faith.
我以为他是一个有信心的人。
How do we end up here?
但是我们现在怎么会到了这样的地步呢?
She discovers that she is married to a man who is deeply flawed.
她发现她嫁给了一个有许重大缺陷的人。
I really believe that he is a man of God.
我真的相信他是属神的人。
But so many times he doesn't act like it.
但是很多时候他没有这样行动。
Every Christian wife knows what it's like to find herself here.
每一个基督徒的妻子都理解这样的处境。
She knows that her husband is a man of faith.
她知道她的丈夫是有信心的。
But he is not living in a way that God would long for him to be. She knows that.
但是他的所作所为并不是神的心意。
So she too finds herself in a place where she is desperately in need for the grace of God.
所以同样的，他也发现自己迫切的需要神的恩典。
Two people desperately in need for the grace of God.
两个人迫切的需要神的恩典。
Where humanly speaking,There is nothing that can repair the circumstance they find themselves in.
从人的角度里，要修补他们现在的境况是很难的。
And yet, when flawed people of God realize their need for the grace of God,
但当属神的人，他们自己有缺陷，但他们发现了自己需要神，
需要神的
恩典。
恩什么？
恩典，恩惠。
Right. What happens?
接下来发生什么？
In the English, in verse 17, I love these words.
我很爱第十七节的英文版本。
Because these words, whenever you see them in the Bible, it represents the grace of God.
因为这几个字在圣经中每当出现的时候就表明了神的作为。
Verse 17 says, But the Lord.
第十七节的英文版说到但是神。
But the Lord.
但是神。
You see, two people who desperately need the grace of God.
你看两个人急切的需要神的恩典。
They receive the grace of God.
他们就领受了神的恩典。
It says, but the Lord, that's Yahweh, afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
你看第十七节，但是神，耶和华因亚伯兰妻子撒来的缘故，降大灾于法老和他的全家。
Right? In the Chinese, you would say, 但是耶和华 right? It's because, but it's the grace of God here.
这里就是神的恩典。
So Pharaoh calls in Abraham and says to him, Why have you done this to me?
然后法老就招了亚伯兰来说，你这向我做的是什么事呢？
Why did you not tell me that she was your wife in the first place?
为什么你一开始没有告诉我她是你的妻子？
Why did you have to lie?
你为什么要撒谎？
Now just, you know what? Take your wife and get out of here.
那你现在，你把你的妻子带走吧。
What is happening here?
这里发生了什么？
It is a man who has nearly destroyed his marriage and his future family.
你看这个人，他几乎完全摧毁了自己的家庭和他的将来。
It is a man who has put a wedge, who has drove a wedge in between him and his wife, and now they are alienated from one another.
所以这是一个人他在自己和妻子当中放下了这样的隔阂两个人疏离了
It is a man who has failed in his faith
这个人在信心上失败了
And they were desperate in need for the grace of God
他们迫切地需要神的恩典
And what did God do?
那么神做了什么
God intervened
神干预了
In a most amazing way
用一个极其奇妙的方式干预。
See, humanly speaking, there is no fix.
你看，从人的角度来说，没有办法解决。
But God gave them favor that they did not even earn.
但神给了他们自己没有赚取的恩惠。
That's what grace is.
这就是恩典的定义。
Grace is the favor. Okay, take a note on this. What is grace? Grace, the grace of God is the favor of God that you do not earn.
所以大家做一下笔记。恩典是什么意思呢？神的恩典就是神的恩惠是你不曾赚取的，不曾赢得的。
It is unearned favor.
是你没有赚取的恩惠。
What God did in their marriage was God gave them favor that they didn't even earn.
神在他们婚姻当中的做工是他们没有赚取的恩惠。
It was God's amazing intervention to save this marriage and their lives and their future family.
透过神的奇妙的恩典、奇妙的干预，他们的婚姻、他们的家庭的将来得到
Because their marriage and their future was about to completely be destroyed.
因为他们的婚姻和他们的将来马上就要被完全的摧毁了。
Because he failed in his faith.
因为他在信心中失败了。
See, I love whenever the Bible says this verse. We see it in James 4:6.
我很喜爱雅各书四章六节的这节经文。
I looked it on my Bible, but I've memorized this verse for so many years. I've prayed it over myself and others. That God opposes the proud and gives grace, unearned favor to the humble.
长老已经把这节经文背下来，记在心里，用它来为自己和
去。你说我。
和其他许多人祷告，用这节经文，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Who needs faith?
谁需要信心？
Is it those who are self-sufficient?
是那些自给自足的人吗？
Or those who are weak?
还是那些软弱的人？
Is it those who think they have their life all put together by their own plan?
是那些自以为自己一切在自己的掌握中的人吗？
Or those who realize that they're flawed?
还是那些意识到自己有缺点、有缺陷的人。
You see, in this world of sin,
在这个充满罪的世界上
men are raised to be the man.
男人被教导
How do you translate that?
要成为一个男子汉
Men are raised to be 男子汉. Ugh.
男人都要成为一个很坚强的男子汉.
We're supposed to be the man.
我们要是男子汉大丈夫.
I'm about to rip my muscles through my tight suit jacket right now. Men are raised to be self-sufficient.
男人都要自给自足.
Men are raised to flex their strength.
他们要向别人展示自己的力量.
That's why when you see men and boys growing up to be young men, to be men,
当你看到男孩子成长成男人,
you always see parents trying to teach men and boys to do things on their own.
你总是看到父母们教导男孩子要自力更生.
The world of sin says to men, you're strong.
就罪恶的世界告诉男人你非常的强壮.
You don't need anyone.
你不需要任何人.
And men believe that lie.
男人就相信了这样的谎言.
But God didn't make you to be strong.
但神没有把你造成强壮的.
He didn't make you to be strong.
他没有把你造成强壮的.
He wants a man who knows that God is strong.
他的心意是要这个男人认识到神是强有力的.
If you are so capable and so strong of a person, and this applies to men and women,
对男人女人而言都是这样的. 如果你认为自己很强大,
and you're so capable,
你也很能干,
we don't see God.
我们就看不见神.
We see you.
只看见你.
God chooses the weak.
神拣选了软弱的.
To shame those who think that they are strong.
让那些自以为强壮的羞愧.
That's what the Word of God says.
这是神的话语所讲的.
God chooses the weak.
神拣选软弱的.
My prayer is that we would be people that recognize our weakness and our limitations, so that when people see us, they don't see me, they see Christ in me, and Christ's strength resting on me.
所以我的祷告是，当人们看到我们，他看到的是我们的软弱和我们的有限。然而，透过我们的软弱，神的大能和恩典得到了彰显。
You see, faith is for flawed fathers.
你看，信心是给有缺陷的父亲。
True faith is for flawed people.
真正的信心是给有缺陷的人。
But this faith belongs to people who desire to walk with God.
这个信心属于那些渴慕与神同行的人。
It wasn't only that we see God working in Abraham's life.
我们不单单看到神在亚伯拉罕的生命中动工。
It was first God's grace that allowed Abraham to even believe in God.
也是神的恩典使得亚伯拉罕能够对神有信心。
But remember, we see a pattern. Though he is a flawed man, he was a man who walked with the Lord in his flaws in order to experience the grace of God.
我们看到这样一个模式，虽然他是一个有缺陷的人，但是他在自己的缺陷当中坚持与神同行，领受神的恩典。So
what did Abraham's faith look like?
所以亚伯拉罕的信心是什么样的呢?
What are some things that we can actually learn from Abraham's life that we might be able to take away from?
从亚伯拉罕的生命当中, 我们可以学到一些什么功课呢?
I'm going to go back to the beginning of 12, those first few verses, that whole chunk again, and I'm going to very quickly show you three things for us to learn from as he walked in faith.
当我们再回到第12章开头的几节经文, 来学习亚伯拉罕的信心功课。
Okay, so number one, believe God's blessing on you.
第一点，相信神对你的祝福。
Believe God's blessing on you. We see that in verses 1 through 5.
我们在一到五节看到，相信神对你的祝福。
In verses 1 through 3, God spoke a blessing over Abraham.
在一到三节，神说出了对亚伯兰的祝福。
You got to understand this, that blessing is a big deal in the Bible.
你要了解祝福在圣经中有重大的意义。
Biblical blessing is not focused so much on the material prosperity, but on the spiritual.
圣经中的祝福不是单单讲物质上的丰盛，更多的是讲属灵上的丰盛。
Men would receive the spoken blessing of God from their heavenly Father over them.
神会从他们的天父那里领受神的祝福。
Children would receive the spoken blessing of their fathers over them.
孩子们也会从父亲那里得到父亲所说出来的祝福。
Now, Abraham's blessing was very, very specific.
亚伯拉罕领受的祝福是很特别的，很特定的。
But what I wanted you to see was that Abraham received and believed God's blessing that was spoken over him.
我想请大家看到亚伯拉罕，他领受了，他也相信了神对他说的祝福。
Men, you need to receive and believe the blessing of God on you.
男人们，你们需要领受而且相信神对你的祝福。
God has spoken a blessing on you. Did you know that, man?
男人们，你知道吗？神已经对你说出了他的祝福。
And I'm not just talking about old men. I'm talking about the older men, younger men, middle-aged men, even the boys.
我指的是所有的男士，包括年长的和年幼的。
I'm actually talking about all people here.
实际上，我是讲所有的人，男人和女人。
Because blessings are God's promises in our lives.
因为祝福就是神对我们生命的应许。
And this book is a book of God's promises.
这本书就是神对我们的应许之书。
Do you believe that God has promised, has given spiritual blessing over you?
你是否相信神已经应许了属灵的祝福给你。
I'll just give you one from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 that covers them all.
我仅仅提到一节经文是在以弗所书一章三节。
It says, Praise be to God and Father our Lord Jesus Christ, who, look at this, has blessed us, that's all of us, in the heavenly realms with what? With every spiritual blessing in Christ.
这是一个很广泛的祝福，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
This book right here,
这本书
is full of God's promises and God's blessing over you.
充满了神给你的应许和赐下的祝福。
We need to receive it.
我们需要领受。
We need to believe what he says over us.
我们要相信他对我们所说的。
We need to believe his promises stand true over us.
我们要相信他的应许是信实的。
Because even his word, it says thatAll of his promises find their yes and amen in Christ.
因为在经文里讲到他的所有各样的祝福都在耶稣基督里面得到了。
All God's promises are yes and amen.
神所有的应许都是阿们。
Men, do you believe that God has blessing over you?
男人们，你是否相信神对你赐福了？
Oh yeah, you need to receive it and you need to believe it.
你需要领受，要相信。
Number two, what we see is that Abraham resolved to do what it is that God has spoken him to do.
第二点，我们看到亚伯拉罕决心按神的吩咐去做。
Even when it meant that there was going to be radical change in his life.
即使那意味着在他的生命中要有彻底的改变。
When God told Abram to go,
当神吩咐亚伯兰去，
he went.
他就去了。
Men, point number two, resolve to do what God has last spoken for you to do.
决心按神最近对你的吩咐去做。
Even if it means radical change.
即便那意味着彻底的改变。
And I specifically, I don't think it made it into the translation, but what I meant to say, and I shared it with our youth, I've shared it with the Chinese fellowships, resolve to do, you know what you need to do? You need to do what God last spoke for you to do.
我跟逐日学和青少年团契分享过，我讲的是神最近对你的吩咐。
Okay. Because sometimes we get overloaded. There's so many things to do that God's... No, what's the last thing that God has spoken you, convicted for you to do? Do that.
因为有的时候我们想的太多了，神说了那么多的话，那么最近一次神对你的吩咐是什么？
Literally, it was Friday when God... I really felt that God said to me, like, you need to tell your wife that you love her. You have not said that in a long time. You need to show her that you love her. And because Abraham did, you need to tell her that she's beautiful.
所以牧师的长老的例子就是在星期五，神放在他的心里的吩咐是需要对妻子说，我爱你，你很美丽。所以他就说了，做了。
This was around the midpoint of Abraham's life.
这是亚伯拉罕生命的中年的时期。
Okay. He's not a spring chicken right now. He's not a young tyke. Okay.
不再是个毛头小伙子。
It wasn't like he was a young man of faith.
他也不是信心上的年轻人。
Which means he had a lot of old self in him.
所以他身上有许多的老我。
He already had established his life in his own ways.
他已经按自己的方式建立了自己的生活。
Yet he was willing, he resolved to leave comfort and even security behind, even if it meant a radical change in his life in order to obey God.
然而他仍然决心按神的吩咐去做，即便他要离开自己的舒适和保障之地，要经历一个脱胎换骨的改变。但是
Was he flawed?
他是不是有缺陷呢？
Yes.
是的。
But the pattern you see in his life was that he's willing to obey what God has spoken for him to do.
但是你看他生命中的模式是他愿意要顺服神的吩咐。
Even if it meant a radical change in his life.
即便那意味着他生命中彻底的脱胎换骨的改变。
Men, what is the last thing that God has spoken for you to do?
男人们，神最近对你吩咐是什么呢？
Resolve to do it.
下决心去做吧。
I don't care if you are 75 years old.
就算你已经75岁了。
God is not done with you yet.
神对你的心意还没有完。
God is not done with you yet, men.
神，男人们，神对你还有未尽的心意。
Lastly, number three, remember the faithfulness of God in your life.And publicly express praise.
最后第三点，纪念神在你生命中的信实，公开的赞美神。
You see that in verse 7 and 8.
我们在第七八节看到。
Yes, Abraham was imperfect.
是的，亚伯拉罕并不完美。
But when God had blessed him and he made his promises,
但神给他祝福和应许之后，
he was a man who remembered.When he experiences God, God's faithfulness.
他是一个记得神在他生命中的信实的人。
And he publicly expressed his praise.
而且他公开的赞美神。
Whenever, what we see is that wherever Abram went and he experienced God,
我们看到不管亚伯拉罕去到哪里经历神，
he would build an altar.
他就会筑一座坛。
Okay. In verse 7 it says, So he built there, this is in Shechem, an altar to the Lord. And then later on in verse 8, and there between Ai and Bethel, he built an altar to the Lord. And it says he called upon the name of the Lord.
我们在七到八节看到他在示剑住了，为神住了一座坛，后面又是在爱和伯特利住了一座坛。
One of the reasons men would build altars was so that they would be able to remember when they experienced God in their life.
人筑坛的理由之一是他们能够纪念神在他们生命当中的作为。
Men, do you remember the faithfulness of God in your life? Do you recall that to mind?
你们男人们，你们是否记得神在你们生命当中的信实？你能记得吗？想得起来吗？
I hope that if you wrote every time you saw God's faithfulness and you had it on a rock and you put it in your yard, you would have a yard full of rocks that are covered with stones that remember the faithfulness of God in your life.
我希望你每一次神在你的生命中行了信实的作为，你就要拿一块石头写上放在你的院子里，不久你的院子就会充满了这样的石头。
God, I remember, I see that. See, I see that stone. I see that book where I journaled. I remember when you saved me.
神啊，我记得，我看到这个石头就想起你救了我。
God, I remember when you provided me that job when I thought that there was no way I was going to get that job.
神啊，我记得你赐给我出乎意料的一份工作。
God, I remember that accident and you spared my life.
主啊，我记得那个事故，但是你存活了我。
God, I remember when we couldn't have children and we prayed so hard and you provided us with children.
主啊，我记得我们不能生孩子，但是你赐福给我们，给了我们。
God, I remember when I was so broken and I was so aware of my sin and when I asked for forgiveness, I even felt, Lord, your forgiveness wash over me.
主啊，我记得当我深陷在罪中，需要你的赦免的时候，我感受到了你的赦免和宽恕。
God, I remember your faithfulness in healing my heart.
主啊，我记得你医治了我的心灵，你的信实。
And then it says when he would build these altars, he would, what does it say? Call on the name of the Lord.
经文里提到，当他为神筑坛之后，他就求告神的名。
This means that he became a man of worship.
这就说明他成为了一个敬拜的人。
But I need you to know, to call upon the name of the Lord meant that it was visible.
我想让大家知道，求告主的名，意思是大家都可以看见。
It was public.
是公开的。
It was perhaps audible.
也是可以听见的。
When you look in the Bible,
看看圣经。
There is such thing as silent worship.
有一些静默的祷告。
There is private worship.
私人的祷告。
But there is no such thing as silent praise.
但是并没有所谓的静默的赞美。
Abraham publicly expressed before people.
亚伯拉罕在众人面前公开的表明。
Biblical praise is expressed.
圣经里的赞美是要表明的。
Men, stop hiding your praise.
男人们不要隐藏自己的赞美。
Don't hide your thanksgiving.
不要隐藏自己的感恩。
We hear women don't seem to have a problem with expressing themselves in praise.
女人们更善于表达自己的赞美。
Men do. But that's why men, we need to learn to testify.
所以男人们，我们要学会如何做见证。
We need to express our praise in public.
我们要公开地表达自己的赞美。
And you know what's interesting when it says,He called upon the name of the Lord. He didn't just call on the Lord. He called on the name of the Lord.
还有很有意思的是，他求告耶和华的名。
This caught my attention.
这个引起了我的注意。
Regarding this, someone wrote this.
有人曾经写道，
Using a person's name expresses familiarity and helps connect you with that person.
呼求一个人的名能够表现你与他的熟悉程度，也有助于你们俩彼此的连结。
Men, we need to connect personally with God.
男人们，我们需要与神有亲密的个人的关系。
Men, we need to have and foster and build and cultivate a personal relationship with Yahweh.
我们需要与耶和华 建立培养一个亲密的个人的关系。
We need to know His name.
我们要知道他的名。
Lord, you are the great I am.
神，你是那自有拥有的。
Lord, you are my shepherd.
你是我的牧者。
Lord, you are my good father.
你是我的好父亲。
Call him by his name.
求告神的名。
Lord, you are for me. You are not against me.
主啊，你是帮助我的，不是攻击我的。
You see, men, today I wanted to show you that faith is for flawed people.
今天我希望大家看到信心是给有缺陷的人。
For those who know that they don't have it all together.
是给那些不自以为是的人。
So if you would allow me,
如果你允许我。
For the last 2 weeks, I've been praying a blessing over our church, specifically the men.
过去的两周内，我一直在为我们教会，特别是教会中的弟兄祷告。
I've been praying the prayer that Aaron blessed over the people of God.
我的祷告就像亚伦为神的子民所做的祷告。
It's found in Numbers chapter 6.
这在民数记第六章。
24 through 26. And then on Friday, when I was wrapping this up,
在周五我要写完这篇讲这篇道的时候
，The Lord brought to me a song.
神赐给我一首诗歌。
So after I pray this, and I'm going to read all of the scripture that's in that song, we're gonna play this song.
那么我们就一起读这个经文，然后唱这首诗歌。
So allow me, if we can right now, just to pray this blessing over our men. We pray for all the men, old, middle-aged, young, and the boys of our church.
如果你容许我，让我们一起为我们教会中老老少少的男人们祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
The Lord bless you.
神祝福你。
And keep you.
保护你。
The Lord make his face shine upon you.
神使他的脸光照你。
And that he would be gracious to you.
他赐恩给你。
The Lord turn his face toward you.
神向你扬脸。
And give you peace.
赐你平安。
May his favor be upon you.
愿他赐恩给你。
And the next generation after you.
在你之后的世代。
And all the generations after them.
在他们之后的世世代代。
May his favor be upon your family.
愿他赐恩给你的家人。
And may his favor be upon your children.
赐恩给你的子孙。
And their children.
和他们的子孙。
And their children.
和他们的后代。
And their children.
子子孙孙
May his presence go before you.
愿他在你前面行
May his presence be behind you.
愿他的祝福在你身后
And beside you.
在你的身边
And all around you.
围绕着你
May his presence be within you.
让他在你的内心
Because of the Lord, he is with you.
因为神他与你同在
And men remember.
纪念他。
Men, you need to remember.
男人们，你们需要纪念。
The Lord is for you.
神是帮助你的。
He is for you.
他是帮助你的。
He is not against you.
他不是攻击你的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
As we sing our last song, if the tech works...
让我们唱最后一首诗歌。
I'm going to ask that we sing this song. This is a song that God showed me on Friday.
这是神周五赐给我的诗歌。
And the song has the same verses that I've been praying for our men.
这首诗歌用的就是
Hold on, wait, right.
民数记的那节经文。
And when I had dropped off my kids and I was driving on the car alone.
当我送好了孩子，我自己独自开车的时候
，I was weeping for our church.
我为我们的教会落泪。
As I was praying this blessing over our church.
我在祷告中祝福我们的教会。
Some of you may not be used to this music.
这首诗歌可能不是很熟悉的。
This type of music, you're not used to it.
这不是大家习惯的一种音乐。
But I love it.
音乐，但是我很喜爱。
God brought me this song for our church.
神赐给我这首歌，要给我们教会。
So please pray this blessing over all the men, the older men, the brothers of our church, the older, middle-aged, younger boys of our church, and the next generation.
愿你能够在祷告中祝福我们教会中的男人。
It's a nice long song, so sing it and pray it. Men, believe it and receive it.
所以请大家一起来唱这首诗歌，相信它里所讲到的话语，用它来祝福我们教会中每一位弟兄和世世代代的男人们。